"All right, it's a deal," said the rat. He walked to the wall and started to climb. His stomach was still swollen from last night's gorge. Groaning and complaining, he pulled himself slowly to the ceiling. He crept along till he reached the egg sac. Charlotte moved aside for him. She was dying, but she still had strength enough to move a little. Then Templeton bared his long, ugly teeth and began snipping the threads that fastened the sack to the ceiling. Wilbur watched from below. "Use extreme care," he said. "I don't want a single one of those eggs harmed." "This stuff sticks in my mouth," complained the rat. "It's worse than caramel candy." But Templeton worked away at the job and managed to cut the sack adrift and carry it to the ground, where he dropped it in front of Wilbur. Wilbur heaved a great sigh of relief. "Thank you, Templeton," he said. "I will never forget this as long as I live." "Neither will I," said the rat, picking his teeth. "I feel as though I'd eaten a spool of thread." "Well, home we go."